Now, I understood, which I was in a trucking outfit, as I said. Now, I understood that the trucks, or at least they told me the trucks, you know, hauling supplies, ammunition, peoples, and whatnot, just hauling everything. And when they had the Belgian Bulls, the Germans surrounded them. And that's the only time they couldn't fight against the Germans. They had to fight out or die.
Yep.
So they fought out. And they told me that they had small arms, which all they had was carbines and a 50 cal and a 45. But they claimed they fought out with that small arm. About the kind of tanks, what they say. Because in a way, for my boy concerned, I was more safe to there than I am here. Because, as I said, I was in a trucking outfit, and you see the trucks, like we had these big trucks on the highway here, and that's the kind of trucks we had, those big trailer trucks. And I was in the office partner. And you see now, like if we had trucks to go say hundreds of miles. You see, I'm way behind the line. But you see now that's when they were the colors got changed to fight the Germans whenever they surrounded those trucks up there. I wouldn't have drove a truck if I could have, because you just a sitting duck when you driving a truck. People was in war, they do everything. They sit up in trees and churches, steeples, and everywhere else. And as you pass by, you ain't nothing but just a target for them. A lot of people got killed that way. But, quite natural, I was in the dispatching department, dispatching out the trucks whenever they went out, if I wanted to. And if I didn't, I would do something over else. We had prisoner of war, German prisoners. We got along fine because they were like this. They know it as well as I know. Their government put them into the service. And we were no more enemies than me and you. But we had to do our duty. So I was with them, you know, as we had prisoner of war. I ran along with them and we had a big time. After, you see, the war was over with them whenever they got captured, you know. But we had a big time. I didn't hate them and they didn't hate me, but now the propaganda that, which is lies, and you know that as well as I do, the propaganda that went out, and like it is today here in America, most white people hate black folks. And they don't know why. They can't explain why.
I never have been so sure that was really true.
Well, it is true. I was raised with well, the best of people is here. I was trying to make you know a fellow stay in the Mountain Valley. His name is James. Now, he's white, and he was some of our best people here. But you see, those parents, whenever they'd sit down and tell them things, they'd tell me, too. Well, we have always, the black folks have always been the second fiddle.
Well, that's certainly true.
And then they'll always talk to you against me. And so, I mean, it just come up, it's just a thing, it come up in you, and you can't help it. You got to be what your parents say, ain't you?
Yeah, more or less. I feel like, well, a lot of people with race is just kind of ignorance and indifference.
Well, the only...
To preserve the way things are.
Well, now, here's the
point. Take it for granted, in a sense, and it's
sad. Yes, but you look maybe where you are now. See, now, there's 9 out of 10 white hate the color. 9 out of 10. And don't know what they hate them for. Mm-hmm. Now let's watch this one thing. If me and either one get sick, say with the fever, the same medicine gonna kill you too. And now, it has been a time that it was against the law to teach my people how to read and write. Okay. Well, what keeps me from being ignorant if I don't know how to read and write? What keeps me from being ignorant?
Yeah, I agree with you.
There ain't no way to keep me from being ignorant.